Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth, keeping an eye, of course, on the presidential race. We also have some interesting U.S. Senate races around the country. We're going to continue to spotlight those. Scott, as always, great to have you here.
Well, it's great to be back, Loman. Thank you.
This past week, Scott, perhaps the highlight or maybe low light of the week was Kamala Harris finally sat down to do an interview with a non-friendly media, that being Fox News. Brett Baer conducted an interview with her. I'd be interested in your analysis of how that went.
Well, it was an interesting moment because Brett Baer has hosted presidential debates. He's been a pretty serious journalist for a long time, and obviously Kamala coming into the lion's den of Fox News probably startled some of the Democrats on the left wondering how she would handle herself. But I think that really she accomplished what she wanted to do insofar she didn't answer any of his tough questions. She pivoted away. She completely went back to Donald Trump on everything and refused to take accountability and responsibility for any of the decisions and consequences that the Biden-Harris regime has inflicted upon the American people. Listen, I think that Kamala Harris is just as radical as anybody that's ever come out of California and the United States Senate, and the most radical vice president that we've ever had, making her the most radical presidential nominee. But what she wants to try to do is flip the script on Donald Trump and say he's the one that doesn't have the mental ability to be the president of the United States, that he's the one that's the extremist, that he's the one that's a threat to democracy. But if you look at our constitutional republic, which is what we are, we're not a democracy, we're a constitutional republic. If you look at what's happened over the last 3.5 years from the Biden-Harris regime, they have taken us to what I call the leftward lunge. It is policy that is driving the American economy toward socialism and more government control, stifling innovation and entrepreneurship from businesses, and really decreasing economic opportunity for all Americans and all communities. And when it comes down to, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago, I think that there's a lot of persuadable voters still out there that are having second thoughts, even though they voted for Barack Obama twice, or even though they voted for Joe Biden. Can they really go for somebody like Kamala Harris? So she's trying to sugarcoat her policies. She wants to ignore the real threat that the illegal alien invasion is playing on the southern border, not just from a criminal perspective, but what that does to the economy. And she's also trying to avoid really laying out what her agenda would mean for the American people. Brett Baer asked her also once again, is there anything that you would do different than Joe Biden? Well, she says she's going to turn the page and be Kamala Harris, but she didn't articulate what she's going to do any different. And when she is going to do things different, it's going to be a drag to the left. One other fascinating thing I thought from the interview, she was asked, when did you really notice that Joe Biden had this mental decline? And she's not going to answer that question. She pivoted immediately to Donald Trump because she had to have noticed before he ever offered her the vice presidential position. And it's sort of like, who is running the government today? I still don't think that it's Kamala Harris. But I do think she's been in on the decisions that the Biden-Harris regime and the political oligarchy have been inflicting on the American people, whether that's through Ron Klain or through Jill Biden or others that are in sort of this inner circle of the Biden power players.
There appears to have been a perceptible shift in this race here over the last 2 or 3 weeks here, Scott. And as you pointed out, she's part of the Biden administration, but she's trying to run as an agent of change, yet she can't say any area where she disagrees with or would do things different than what Biden has done. This whole strategy of trying to run as the reform candidate while not offering any actual change, do you see that as really failing and feeding the shift that we're seeing?
Well, listen, I think that she is the poll-tested teleprompter candidate, even to a higher degree than Joe Biden was in 2020. Everybody remembers him campaigning from the basement. Now, she can't do that because COVID's over and Trump's having these mega rallies and surviving assassination attempts in Pennsylvania and dealing with the, you know, weaponization of government. It leads to Kamala really being careful in anything that she says or does, because she doesn't want to have that self-inflicted moment on the campaign trail where it causes her to lose. I think that's why she avoids answers. That's why she avoids taking tough positions. But we have to examine the radical positions that she took as Attorney General of California. that she took as United States Senator in California, the executive actions that the Biden-Harris regime has inflicted on the American people. All that together spells out a pretty good roadmap of where she wants to take America. And that's going to be higher taxes. It's going to be higher regulation. It's going to be bigger government that stifles freedom. I think freedom really is on the ballot.
Let's take a look at a key U.S. Senate race. Texas was viewed as being very solidly in the Republican column with Ted Cruz up for re-election. That's become a bit of a barn burner. There was a debate this past week. What's your analysis of that race?
Well, I think that Senator Cruz is one of the best debaters in Senate history. This is an opportunity for those that turned in to really see how much smarter he is than Colin Allred, how his ideas are better, how he's actually been working for Texas and being a really, really effective United States Senator. That, unfortunately, has also put a target on his back from the radical left, and this ACT Blue infantry is what I would call it, right? They are the machine behind Democrat candidates through ACT Blue, and they're laundering and filtering so much money into people like Colin Allred that it makes the race a lot closer than it should be otherwise. Look, Donald Trump is going to carry the day in Texas. He endorsed Ted Cruz earlier this week as well. Everybody's known that they support each other. That endorsement's official. I think that they'll be campaigning together here before it's all said and done on November 5th. It's such an important race because everybody wants to talk about the balance of power and how we're going to win West Virginia and how we're going to win Montana. And if we do hold those seats and everything else, it's a 51-49 Senate. And we at least have divided government at worst. But the problem is, if we lose Texas, it goes back to 50-50. And that means that the VP will be casting the tie-breaking votes. I think we've got the winning ticket. I think it's going to help with coattails all the way down the ballot in states like Texas for people like Ted Cruz and other competitive congressional races. I feel great about where we are today, but we need to make sure that people are casting their early votes. Early voting in Texas begins next week, and that's something to really pay attention to. Obviously, early voting began this week in states like North Carolina. It's been underway for several weeks in my home state, the Commonwealth of Virginia. The presidential race is here. The reality is in front of us, so we've got a big decision to make.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Scott, a few words, please, about the club.
Club for Growth is based out of Washington, D.C. We also have Club for Growth PAC and Club for Growth Action. And if you want to learn about all the candidates that we're supporting, check us out at clubforgrowth.org and follow us on X at Club for Growth with the number 4.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Scott, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.